Noble County is mostly rural and sits in the northeast corner of Indiana. When local officials looked for vaccination sites, they saw a place that was centrally located and accessible. Library Director Sandy Petrie knew the perfect fit.
They're able to drive right up to the door, and you know, they've got wheelchairs and walkers downstairs, but they can, just the way we're set up, they're able to drop off, especially the elderly, like literally 3 feet from the door. So it has been a fantastic situation for us.
The library's first floor conference rooms have been converted to storage, vaccination, and waiting rooms. Petrie says the changes have not altered the operations of the library. Indiana Library Federation Director Lucinda Nord says libraries have evolved to help communities throughout the pandemic. In the fall, they started working with the state to see what they could do once vaccines were available.
That includes helping disseminate information about the vaccine, about the safety of the vaccine. You know, residents have lots of questions about what it is it safe, how does it work, who's eligible.
Indiana's vaccine plan includes an age-based rollout. Nord says some older residents might be uncomfortable registering for a vaccine online. Others might not have a computer. Manla Moyo is with AARP Indiana and says members are at high risk for severe COVID complications. The organization has worked hard to provide information on the virus and the vaccine, but Moyo welcomes help from others.
AARP won't be able to solve the needs for everybody. We won't be able to reach everybody, but if we're all sort of singing from the same hymnal and reaching out to our members with similar information and similar resources, then the impact will be felt.
Nord says libraries are often one of the most trusted public institutions in a community, and that can help with people who are reluctant to get a vaccine.
And so we feel our job as those trusted professionals, as the trusted institution, is to disseminate fact-based information and to do outreach appropriately, because it's the library worker who has a relationship with, you know, the residents in their community.
In many rural communities, broadband internet access can be spotty or non-existent. Indiana Department of Health Chief Medical Officer Dr. Lindsay Weaver says libraries play an important role in addressing those equity issues.
We recognize that libraries are often the only way to access the internet because so many Hoosiers live in an area with limited internet access or cannot afford it. This provides support not only to Hoosiers, but to our local health departments.
The Carroll County Health Department is small. To prevent being overwhelmed, it sends residents to the library for vaccination help over the phone.
And so they just send them over here, and it takes, you know, about 10 minutes, and we find them a spot and get them registered.
That's Delphi Library Director Portia Capron. She says staffers print and mail out the confirmations.
When their appointment comes up, they're fully registered. They can just walk in. All their paperwork is done. They walk in and get their shot, and they're ready to go.
The Mooresville Library created an express station computer that takes users directly to the vaccine registration. Director Diane Herkamp says the goal is to streamline the process.
You're looking at the demographics of mature age folks that might not be able to click three or four different, you know, addresses or URLs to get to that point. And we want to avoid frustration. It's already frustrating enough to maneuver on the internet, so we're trying to eliminate that.
Herkamp says community outreach is just part of being a library.
This is what libraries do. When there's a situation where we can come in and provide assistance, that's what we're here for, is to provide assistance, to give information.
From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.